You all can sit down. Everyone can sit down. Good morning. Let's take a big breath together. Let it out. And again. And one more time with feeling. It has come to my attention that you have no idea who I am. My name is Kathy Ann Beatty. I live here in Minneapolis with my partner Sandy and our five-year-old son, Logan. I'm an ordained minister in the United Church of Christ. And after 14 years of parish ministry, I've decided that I want to get paid to have fun. Not that parish ministry wasn't fun at times. And so now I do this. I teach people and invite people to play with me. And it is so wonderful to be here with such a willing group of players. These bodies of ours are miraculous. And they're not miraculous when they get in shape or when they lose 5 pounds or when they find serenity in their hearts, or when they find the exact right outfit to wear. Although those are all really wonderful things, but these bodies of ours are miraculous just as we gather here today in this place. They also have this profound ability to connect in very physical ways with each other. This whole idea of physicality and of being one body and of being interconnected is not just a metaphor. It is a literal physical reality. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. This is a very scientific study. What happens to your bodies when I do this? Or when I do this? You felt that, didn't you? You felt that in your body. And that feeling was a physical feeling. Your cells felt it, your muscles felt it, your bones felt it, your organs felt it. We are literally connected with one another by the energy between us as well as the energy within us and above us and below us. And we're not only connected with each other's bodies, but we're connected with plant bodies and tree bodies and water bodies and animal bodies. Quite amazing, all of this connection. This ability to connect brings up profound possibility for compassion and profound experience of others' pain. Because when we connect that way, we get in touch with our own pain and our own joy. And so all of this talk in Scripture about being the body and one body and parts of the body, Paul knew what he was talking about when it came to that stuff. I think Paul had a literal physical experience. Believe it or not. So, we're going to have more literal physical experience this morning. So I want you all to... there's one more thing I want to say before I invite you to stand. Another thing that's really important about all of this play is that we each have permission to do what we want and what we don't want, that our no as is important as our yes is, that we each know what our body needs and desires, that some of us prefer to stay seated. Some of us are not able to stand. Some of us prefer to stand. We have lots of choices, just like Letty was talking about last night. And this play can be done in any kind of position. You can do it laying down, sitting down, standing up. What's important is to know that your choice is the choice that you need to make, and that you are responsible for your body and for your boundaries, and that if you need to sit down and there's no one at your table sitting down, invite someone to sit down with you. If you sit down as a way of being in the world, invite someone to sit down and be sensitive to those around us who have all different abilities than we do. Lots of permission and lots of joy in every single body in this room. Saying that, I invite those of you who would like to stand. And if you'd like to remain sitting, choose to remain sitting, need to remain sitting, please do that. And push your chairs in if you want to get them out of the way if you're standing. And let's take a deep breath together. And let it out. Ah. And another one. Ah. Okay, and now we're going to get those spirits down into our ankles again. So shake your spirits down into your bodies. Feel those ankles getting bigger and bigger and bigger, bigger. Now, you will probably notice that you don't all have as much energy as you did last night. And that's okay. Huh? What if we have more? Well, keep shaking. If you have more, keep shaking. If you have less, keep shaking. Just keep shaking. And shake your arms. Shake your butt. Shake your legs. Shake your butt again. Shake your shoulders. Shake your face. Shake your voice. Make your face really big. And really little. And really big. And really little. And mush it around with your hands. Really give it a good massage. And if there's a place that's particularly sore, let your fingers linger there. Keep breathing while you're doing this. Breathing is really good. And you might want to rub your neck right here. And your left behind your ears. And up into your back of your head. A little scratching. And down, and you can check in with your skin. Make sure you brought it all this morning. My skin makes noise. Okay, and then open and close your arms and careful not to hit anybody. If you do, just say thank you. Want to do it up above your head? You can. Oh, look around and see all the arms flying around. This is great. Okay, and then take that down into your shoulders and into your midriff here. Aha, we're getting down to the hips now. And take this into big hips. Really big hips. Really big. And if you want to make some noise with your hips, you can. Ah. Yeah. Feel those expand out into Third Avenue. Out beyond boundaries of the city into the suburbs, and then reverse and go the other way. I was so looking forward to having 700 people doing big hips with me. And then shake your body up and rub your butt a very well-used, little paid attention to part of our anatomy. I have to tell you, this is for real. The more I massage my butt, the more I like it. I'm serious. I recommend it daily. Okay. These spirits of ours, and this spirit that we're all connected to, these spirits of ours are what make us each unique. And when you look around at each person and see the way that they are in the world, you see this little spark of spirit. And it not only is inside our bodies, but it extends out. And for some of us, it extends out just a little. And for some of us, it extends out kind of medium. For some of us, it extends out really big. And this isn't about a judgment. This is just about how we all are. And we have the ability to bring it in or take it out. And again, this is not a metaphor. This is real. This is real cellular energy happening around our bodies. And when we shake our spirit down, it fills out beyond our skin. So what we're going to do now is just have a little exploration of the spirit around our bodies. Now, being in this tight of space, you're going to be bumping, your spirits are going to be bumping into each other's, but that's okay, because we do in the world anyway. Just let yourself run your hands around. Now, if you don't feel this is happening, just pretend. Just imagine that it is. Imagination, re-imagination is a very powerful thing. Get a sense of that space around you. Great. Okay. Now, I don't know about you, but I have this great ability to jump into other people's bodies and space. And I know that people do that to me all the time. And I love people dearly. I'm a people person, but I have to tell you, your energy does me no good if it's in my space, and my energy does you no good if it's in your space. So, I think it's really important for us to clean out our space of other people's stuff. And there's a lot of ways to do it. I like to pretend that I have this little cosmic vacuum cleaner and I just vacuum all this other stuff. Come on, give it a try. Now just, come on, Gene, just give it a try. And send it lovingly down into the planet or out into the universe. You can also just kind of move it away, shush it out. This isn't about a judgment. This is just about just wanting your own space. That's all it is. Yes. Okay. Now, that stuff also accumulates not only around you, but inside of you. And you can pretend that you have, like, what do I call this? I always forget. Like a rake or a sieve or a cauldron. And just take it right through. Just imagine taking it right through your body. Now, one of my students the other day said, oh, well, how about this? How about spiritual dental floss? So try this. This is the best. So you just dental floss all that other stuff right out of your body. Yeah, right out. There you go. Good. Yes. Yes, underneath your arms. And then you can just ball that up and you can just throw it with love right out into the universe. Let the spirit take care of it. We don't need to. Oh, and take a breath. And let it out. Oh, just stand in your cleansed space for a moment, in stillness. Oh. Gathering up your energy to yourself. Noticing your breath. Noticing your size. Okay, now we're going to shake all that right out of our bodies. Yeah. Okay, I want you to find a partner. Right, person next to you, someone that you haven't done something with from last night, if possible. Now, does everyone have a part? Who doesn't have a partner? As much as possible, try to get with two people, but if you need to have a third, that's fine. Someone doesn't have a partner, you can hook up with a third, with two other people. Okay, can I have your attention, please? Does everybody have, I know, you see, you just, I just give you permission and you just run with it. One of my favorite quotes is from Plato. Gosh, St. Paul and Plato. Imagine. Plato said, you can learn more from an hour of play with someone than you can learn more about someone from an hour of play with them than from a lifetime of conversation. I'm going to say that again. You can learn more about a person from an hour of play with them than from a lifetime of conversation. So this time together is really rich in terms of learning in a really different way about the people that we are in this community with today. Okay, so everyone has a partner. Okay, and if there's anyone that are, I said this last night, if anybody is in a group of threes, very advanced, and we'll be having to talk about this later on. But for right now, what I'd like you to do, we're just going to do a little recall from last night, reminding our bodies about follow the leader. So I'd just like you to put both of your hands up to your partner. And while your hands are up to your partner, I want you to each say your name to the other person. So just say your first name. Okay. Great. Now, I want you to, without verbally deciding who's going to be the leader and who's going to be the follower, I want you to just begin. We're going to just do a very short little dance with our hands. And it's about essence, which means you follow the person with how you would feel doing their movement and sharing the leadership without talking. Lots of rules here, but go ahead. Find an end point and hold in that and have that. Breathe. Let it out. Oh, and shake out your hands. Okay. Wonderful. Just really let yourself have in your body. Carolyn, would you come up here with me for a minute, please? Okay, what we're going to do, I want you to stay with the same person or people. And what we're going to do is, we're going to do a little bit of this, but we're going to actually touch each other. This is the moment you've all been waiting for. Yes. 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 And, you know, I mean, you can touch. There's touch. And then there's touch. And both of them are just wonderful. Because we have so many people and so little room, we probably won't be doing a lot of this kind of thing.
I'm following you.
She's following me. But you will get to do a lot of this. What we're going to be doing is, first of all, let me say, our hands and our bodies have the ability to move faster than our brains tell them to. Even for someone like me who talks about 10, 50 million miles an hour, my body still can move faster than my brain can think. For example, I could never with my brain tell my hand to move like this. I get crazy trying to do that. And our bodies are the same way. So what we're going to do is do that. That's what we're going to do for a minute. Just do a little thing with your hand, just by yourself or with your partner, just little shapes and thrusts and swings and hangs. Right, yeah, good, okay, good. Shake out your hands, okay. So the point being that if we try to play and improvise with an agenda, it's a little bit uptight and rigid. But if we just trust our bodies to go and do what they want to do, it's probably pretty risky, but it's also really fun. Okay, so Carol and I are going to find a point of contact with our hands. And I want you just to watch for a minute. Let's put it up a little bit higher. We're going to find a point of contact with our hands. And then another one. Another one. Okay, now that's called competition. Now,
that was play too.
Okay, but the point being that obviously we were not thinking about what we were doing. So what I want you to do is I want you to touch the other person, take your hands and touch the person with point of contact. And I want you to find another point of contact. And another point. Another. And another. And you're just going to kind of follow, let that point, just for a couple seconds, let that point lead you around so that there's a third thing happening here. There's your hand and your partner's hand and this point of contact. It takes on a life of its own. I'm just going to watch for a minute. Okay. It's very clear to me that you all really get this. So, what I want you to do is I want you to just watch for a moment, and Carolyn and I are going to do a very short little contact duet, we're calling it, with our hands. Now, we really have to be good, Carolyn, and just stay with our hands, okay? And remind me if I get carried away, okay? So we're just going to do just a little short piece. So we're going to find a point. Okay, and now you get to do that. Not that, not what we did, but using this form, you get to create a dance, and it's the same kind of follow the leader, only it really is with touching hands. And if you've noticed, we did take some time to find some stillness. So it doesn't have to all be movement. It can be, you can find that moment of stillness in there. So I want you to throw everything I just said out of your bodies. Okay, good, all right. Now I want you to find a point of contact with your partner, with your partner's hand. Start with a point of contact. Take a breath. And when the music starts, you can begin. You've done it. Thank you. stay in your ending and have stillness there. Have it in your bodies. Oh, you are so beautiful. And take a breath. Let it out. And I want you to just take a moment to check out with your partner what you noticed in your own body when you were doing that. Just a few words each about what you noticed. I saw you all with your eyes closed. Oh, God, I know. It's great. That was over there. Oh, don't go over there, Daniel. Okay, can I have your attention, please? What I'd like for you to do now is to, in some way that feels appropriate between the two or the three of you, to say thank you to your dance partner, and then to sit down.
Say a word about whether you've ever done this with a group of 100 men.
I have not, but I would love to. But I
have.
But
have a talk about that, maybe with mixed groups.
Okay. Yeah, I really haven't done it with. What I invite you to do with what you are having and what you are holding and what you are sharing with one another is to carry this experience and this feeling in your body throughout the rest of the day. And one way that you can recall or remember, because our bodies carry all of our experiences in them, all of them, and one of the ways to help to remind yourself or your body about how that feels is to simply take a hold of your hand. Take a hold of your own hand. That's where all this has been anchored because of the hand dances that we did. And during the day, just simply, it's that prayer posture. Take a hold of your hand to help yourself recall and remember how we are reimagining the ways in which we are in community with one another.
What you hold.
To a place of prayer, eager to know the shining countenance of the Holy One's face, I find that my God is weeping.
Why is this so? I ask anxiously.
In seeking her presence, I realize her hands are tied together.
Her creativity, Her glorious justice-making hands are bound up.
What a heart-breaking sight. I am frozen by such a picture.
Slowly her thoughts enter mine as I seek her presence.
My little ones have misused the sacred power given to them, for those with pale skin have squandered my resources, claimed the seats of power, and shaped institutions of government for their benefit.
I stretch out my hands to comfort my weeping, wounded God.
I seek to distract her with words of praise, but she says,
without life-giving justice, without sharing of power, there is no comfort for me. There is no peace in heaven or on earth.
What are we being asked to do, those of us who are white and privileged?
What are we being asked to do on this new day, in this new creation?
Oh, divine wisdom, open our eyes and our ears. Open the doors of our hearts and minds.
That we may express your longing for oneness, your longing for love in this universe.